I didn't get it that there was a change in the agreement, actual.
The 36-month term for the 22.5.
Yeah. It was before, wasn't it?
No. That was the intent.
22.5?
The notice of intent to declare, but remember, they were going to do 22.5 the first year and then 4,500.
Yeah, he was going to get us for 2 extra years of
$9,500,
which was not the agreement that we had talked about.
Okay. Then in 3 years, then you renegotiate. And
in 3 years, we go to maintenance, which is the $1,500 per tablet, which is that $4,500. And then from then on, that's how it goes.
Right.
For 3 years.
For every year after the 30.
It actually says indefinitely. I mean,
yeah.
The agreement.
It didn't say indefinitely. It said beyond. So, anyways, contract. The agreement was written to reflect how it was in the notice of intent to declare a single source provider. So,
the duration is the contract of the agreement shall be for 36 months, beginning on the date fully executed. This agreement may only be renewed by agreement of the parties in writing.
Like I said, I don't have the new contract in front of me, but I know that I told him Travis had to write it.
Yeah, I think that's the same as the other. I think it's for 36 months.
And then at the end of the 36 months, it allows for written agreement for both parties to continue beyond it.
Uh-huh. And I think he says 30 days notice, and I may be wrong, but I think the other one said 90 days. Am I right? Was your original agreement 90 days notice you had to give if you wanted to discontinue? Anyway, this is termination, 30 days notice, which is more in line with most agreements, I think. You didn't get a copy of it after you wrote? You didn't have a copy after
I don't have a copy of the new one Travis wrote.
Really? I'm sorry. I assumed you gotten one. Did you make a motion? I interrupt you, or
no? Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Uh-huh.
Move to approve the Ulrich Mobile Office Software Agreement by and between Taney County and Ulrich Software, Incorporated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Now I'm understanding this will not do what you want to do without getting the other two components. They cannot go ahead and praise out in the field with this without.
I think we found our answer on the tracking through the maps that the sheriff's using WTH, and it looks like they can work with Ulrich and make this happen.
But that won't let your assessor still do like the one like you were looking at.
That's correct, but hopefully it'll be less money, but we already have WTH with the sheriff's department. And he's agreed, Dan Stottle, I spoke with him, and they've agreed to let us be part of that.
I'm sorry, who's Dan Stottle?
Sheriff's Department.
Sheriff's Department. He handles their stuff at Sheriff's Department.
Danny Stottle. Yeah.
Danny, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I don't think I've ever heard him referred to as Dan. That's why I was...
I would suggest that you do check that if that will allow your appraisers in the field to go ahead and assess from the field like what you had looked at. Because I think it'll track the appraiser where they're at as long as there's, but anyway, you just need to check it to be sure that it's going to do what you want it to do.
Right, that's what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be part of, if we have a contract with them, that will be stipulated that that's what they have to do. Can I keep this one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
City of Branson Funding Agreement Amendment Request. Branson Sanitary Sewer Infrastructure Improvement Projects.
So they're asking for an extension?
Yes,
from
sir.
March 31st to May 31st?
This would be the second amendment to this agreement requesting a funding extension. The first one was due to COVID issues last year. And then this one, the City of Branson is requesting the approval of an amendment to the above reference funding agreement. If approved, this amendment would extend the funding agreement termination date from March 31st, 2021 to May 31st, 2021. The city is requesting this time extension due to discoveries made during the field investigations of subgrade conditions for the Compton Drive Wastewater Plant Flood Control Protection Project, which have required additional detailed design reviews. The investigations and lab analysis have taken longer than anticipated and will require at least an additional 30 days for this phase of the design work to be completed and final invoice processing. There are no additional funds being requested through this amendment. The City of Branson's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement amendment on March 24, 2021. Three copies of this funding agreement amendment were sent to an attorney representing the county commission, has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. This is basically just to allow additional time to get their invoices in to me so we can get them processed and reimbursed.
I move to approve the amendment to the intergovernment funding agreement between Taney County and the City of Branson.
Second with discussion?
We have a second with discussion.
Did you say this was the second one?
Yes, sir.
Does it need to be labeled as such, or is it?
I consider
what it is.
Well, but it's not labeled that on the
it doesn't
that's
say
what
it.
I was trying to.
The actual funding agreement itself, I have a copy of the original funding agreement, and then the first amendment is attached to this second amendment request.
And I consider.
But I did not mention that in this information report. So.
Yeah,
I but I do look at the funding agreement. It does have the date of May 31st, 2021.
Yes.
So.
Okay. I'm good, Mike.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Grant of perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. Stephen Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. What that involves, we'd found an error on mapping, so I had to get with the property owner. Their dad had passed away, and in order to divide them up equally, we had to get some right-of-way work done on the permanent easement, and then once it's recorded, then they can divide everything up like they needed to.
It's an existing easement, though?
Yeah.
They're just needing to add to it to clean it up?
Correct.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Stephen Hunter and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Recycling center discussion.
The recycle center has been doing great. They had a tremendous amount of people coming in, and the word of mouth keeps going further and further, and they get busier and busier. There's been a couple times that I'm aware of a traffic issue, but talking with Jeff, you know, we may from time to time have to put an additional person over there or have Karen just hold up on the inbound traffic. And it's primarily the people backed up at the transfer station, you know, waiting in line to dump, and then they all four at a time sometimes try to come out to the outbound to get out. But as far as additional signage, I've got a picture here. I think we've got, I know we've had too many signs now, but we're required to have them. And people don't have time to read the ones that we currently have.
What are you considering is the best way for a person that's bringing the recycle to enter?
From going out there and watching it, I think the way it is right now.
Come over the scale?
Yes, because me and Jeff have looked at it, and having people come from the recycle to try to go downhill after actually watching it, I think would be more hazard than the way it's working right now. And there's only, how many times do you think that it's actually been an issue on traffic?
Usually, what's on Mondays? Mondays are busiest day. You know, and like I say, they want to all want to go across the scale. They want to sit there. And what they're doing is looking for what bay is open to back in. So they're waiting on those people.
That's the trash.
Yeah, that's the transfer station, you know, on that part. You know, so as far as the recycling, some go across the scale, some don't. Some go through the parking lot, which, you know.
When is the plan to have the fence
fire? We're in the process right now of doing it.
Will that solve a lot of the issues?
Yeah. On the people not going over the scale?
Well, I say a lot of the issues. That'll solve the issues of people just...
Did you say on the people not going over the scales?
Yeah, I guess there's people that's driving around.
They go through the parking lot, you know, instead of going across the scales. They know what recycling is. They go through there, they dump, they leave.
Okay.
On the gate, when we get it up, we could have a exit only or something put on there, and that way they would go across the inbound, or it should help.
How often do people bring both recycling and...
Yeah, that hasn't happened a whole lot. You know, very few times so far.
Yeah. I'd say the things that could be recycled, people are just throwing.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people just, yeah.
They throw it all in one trailer and haul it off and move on. But the people recycle, are they coming in trucks or are they coming in vehicles and they're just unloading their...
Vehicles, usually.
So they've got SUVs, the trash service at home.
A lot of cars. And SUVs.
Yeah.
I
mean,
we did have one semi-truck show up with a load of cardboard. He's done that twice.
But we make money off of that, correct?
Yeah.
So you want them to come across the scale, on the inbound scale? Okay.
I feel we do.
Okay.
Because otherwise you're creating another hazard with people trying to get on the outbound, coming off the inbound, and then somebody trying to get to the recycle at the same time.
So where's your fence going to go?
Well, you can see right here where we've got a lot of the posts already.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to make the gate to go across here and one over here to come down the stairs.
So is that mainly going to direct them coming out so they'll know to come?
Yeah, that, and we can put a sign, like I said, exit on the gate, one across, which would force them to come around to the
end. Have you noted a problem of them coming across the inbound scale, coming to the end past where the person in the booth can't talk to them?
Usually they don't pull up far enough, but
yeah.
We've got the two-way speaker. And unless it's a windy day, that's been working.
Yeah, on a windy day, you can't really hear what they say.
Yeah, that's what I understood.
Yeah.
They can't hear you if they pull too.
I don't know what we can do to prevent that on a windy day. I mean, I might be able to put a guard more of a